It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're fortunate to have Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, with us.
And just when your hearing had returned
yes.
from Bikes and Songs,
yes.
Nine Inch Nails is in concert.
Where?
Here?
New album, new tour. The closest they'll be to us is the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Heifetz Arena in St. Louis. But how long has it been since they've been out on tour?
I honestly don't know.
We could walk down the hall and ask Rhonda Dillard, who works here, because she would be able to tell you.
She's probably met them, had a great time.
Probably.
They were one of the most popular bands of the 1990s and kind of gave credibility to industrial rock, mm-hmm. which I call metal. You know, it's Trent Reznor. You can find out more at tour.nin.com. Also, while you're looking for things to do in neighboring cities, Martina McBride will be at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Texas, suburb of Dallas, on October 3rd. And Queens of the Stone Age will be there on October 5th.
They're going to be at the Amp soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
In September in Tulsa, you can see Lewis Black at the Osage Event Center, September 28th. You can see the Steve Miller Band September 27th at the Hard Rock Casino. And if for some reason you can't see Vampire Weekend here, you can see them at the Brady Theater in Tulsa on October 5th.
Yes, they're here at the Amp next
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you're in Kansas City, Bass Nectar at the Midland on October 3rd and Blake Shelton at the Sprint Center on the same night.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.